Good morning.
Good morning.
What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord, whether that be in person or also online. There is a reason why the majority of us wear socks and shoes on a daily basis, but that doesn't mean we don't have beautiful feet, because what makes them beautiful is not the appearance of our feet, but the good news that we share. This is our focus today. God be praised for the beautiful feet He has given to you, to all of us. I invite your attention now to our invocation on page 3. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods.
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us
Thank you.
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
This is love. I cry to you, my Savior. My guilt is more than I can bear. I have not earned your favor. You know me as I really am. How much is truth? How much is sham? Why should you heed my pleading?
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
My heart's diverse affections. Why do I love the things you loathe? I'm torn in two directions. Now radical, now Pharisee. Oh God, be merciful to me.
God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
I tremble as I feel your hand, expecting retribution. Yet hear no curse or reprimand, but grace and absolution. With you there is forgiveness, Lord. You speak the sweet consoling word, and I am sure you love me.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
To render a gift to glory.
please stand? For all that we need in life, and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. Please be seated. A reading from Holy Scripture for this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord comes to us from the book of Judges, the 10th chapter, pointing out the fact that the Lord does not take pleasure in handing out judgment. At the same time, he cannot overlook sin. What's the answer? Repentance. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They served the Baals and the Ashtaroths and the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the Ammonites, and the gods of the Philistines. And because the Israelites forsook the Lord and no longer served him, he became angry with them. He sold them into the hands of the Philistines and the Ammonites, who that year shattered and crushed them. For 18 years they oppressed all the Israelites on the east side of the Jordan in Gilead, the land of the Amorites. The Ammonites also crossed the Jordan to fight against Judah, Benjamin, and Ephraim. Israel was in great distress. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord, "We have sinned against you, forsaking our God and serving the Baals." The Lord replied, "When the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Philistines, the Sidonians, the Amalekites, and the Moabites oppressed you, and you cried to me for help, did I not save you from their hands? But you have forsaken me and served other gods, so I will no longer save you. Go and cry out to the gods you have chosen. Let them save you when you are in trouble." But the Israelites said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do with us whatever you think best, but please rescue us now." Then they got rid of the foreign gods among them and served the Lord, and he could bear Israel's misery no longer. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Apostle Paul talking about? A reading from Holy Scripture, Romans chapter 10. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ, the word of the Lord. At this time, I invite your attention to the insert as our choir will sing our verse of the day, In Thee Is Gladness. Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the fifth chapter, where Jesus not only once again shows himself to be the one who was promised, he also begins gathering disciples into a leadership team. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance. And this is thanks to our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus back in on the words of Romans, where we hear once again this from chapter 10. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We can never tire of hearing that, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you beautiful feet. How do you explain to someone what it means to be a Christian? We can talk about the fact that as a Christian we follow Christ. We can talk about the fact that Christ died for us. We can also talk about the fact that Christ rose from the grave for us. But what else can we talk about when it comes to explaining what it means and what it is to be a Christian? It does come with responsibility and expectations. Those expectations and the responsibility that we have because of being a Christian are nicely summed up in this hymn writer's words. Knowing you and your salvation, grateful love dare never cease to proclaim your tender mercies. Gracious Lord, your heavenly peace, let us sound the gospel tidings to the earth's remotest bound that the sinner has been pardoned and forgiveness can be found. Doesn't our world, don't we, need to continually hear both about sin and forgiveness? And so how timely the words of Romans 10 remain. Therefore, the encouragement from our God remains through the Apostle Paul to believers throughout the generations. And that encouragement is this: to keep your feet beautiful. Now, how do we do that? First of all, by remembering how our feet have become beautiful in the first place. And also by remembering what we are to do with our beautiful feet. Because our feet start out ugly. And I'm not talking about our physical feet. We're talking about our relationship with God. It's ugly. And that's the same for each and every one of us, no matter if you have beautiful physical feet or not. Do you have insurance on your feet? Maybe you should. But God's got you covered in a better way. Think about it. Again, that ugliness of our feet by nature. Earlier in Romans, the Apostle Paul emphasizes that all of us have sinned. No exceptions. And we fall short of the glory, the expectations of God. No one meets his perfect standard. And God doesn't and doesn't need to lower his standards. And nor should we in the church. His standards are perfect, righteous, holy. But the truth is, we fall short of those expectations, those standards. And there's nothing we can do to change this fact on our own. There is no surgery we can do. Oh, you can do surgery on your physical feet, but not on your soul. You might even be able to do Botox on your feet, but not on your soul. There is nothing we can do to make our feet beautiful. And we need to hear that again and again in order to appreciate how our feet can be described as being beautiful. And this is where all thanks and praise go to God and His Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. For our triune God has given us, made it possible to have beautiful feet. And isn't that really what the Epiphany focus is all about? God sending His Son, Jesus, into the world, and Jesus revealing to the world that He is the one who was promised to come. He spoke words of healing, of forgiveness. And why we need that forgiveness? Because our feet start out ugly by nature. And the miracles He did, the further evidence that He indeed is the one providing healing not just for the soul, but also for the mind and the body. But the healing that really matters is the one for the soul. And that's why Jesus did not want to be considered their bread king. He wasn't here just to fill their stomach and to heal their illnesses. He was here to heal their soul, to make their feet beautiful. And not just them, but the people of all time, including you and me. And then thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit, giving us faith in that epiphany, Jesus. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is all about Christ, who came and lived that perfect life for us, which we cannot do. He has met the glory, the expectations of God the Father, right? And he took that perfect life to the cross and died that innocent death for you and for me in our place, our vicarious atonement. Through that atonement, we are at one with God. And so God no longer sees our ugly feet. He, through Christ, thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit using the gospel and word and sacrament, now sees you with beautiful feet. And how did you come about those beautiful feet? Well, through faith. Who led you to faith? Who did the Holy Spirit use in your life to lead you to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Perhaps it was your parents when they brought you to the font. The power of the washing of water and the word. Maybe it was a friend who cared enough to point out your ugly feet and said, I got a solution for you. A co-worker. Maybe it was a pastor, a teacher. Who was it in your life? Who was that messenger declaring good news? Because in the context of Romans, in the midst of war, the king would have his servants out there looking for the messengers coming from the battlefield, and they could tell, right? If that messenger had bad news or good news. The messenger with good news was running at full speed because eager to share the good news with the king. As someone was eager to share that news with you, may we continually be eager to share that news with others. So keep your feet beautiful, dear friends, by remembering how they have become beautiful in the first place and what we are to do with our beautiful feet. Part of that is staying connected to the word that showed how our feet became beautiful in the first place. Staying connected to the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament. I mean, if you don't wash your feet, your physical feet, what's going to happen after time? Well, please leave your socks and shoes on. If we do not take care of this soul, the beautiful feet that God has given to us, what's going to happen over time? They're going to get ugly again. God does not want that, and so he has given us his means of grace to prevent that from happening. But just as with our physical feet, we perhaps may not recognize the smell of not taking care of them, so we may not recognize the stink of our soul when we fall away from Christ. And that's where God calls you with beautiful feet to go and remind them. Gently, lovingly, firmly. Stay connected. In order to stay connected, there's a benefit, right? Because as we're feeding ourselves, we're in a better position to feed others. It's kind of like that oxygen in the airplane. Put it on yourself so that you are ready and prepared to give it to others. And that's what you're doing right now, here in person and online. That's what you do through your daily devotions. There's the People's Bibles, the whole set, Old and New Testament. 27 books in the Old, 39 in the New. Seeing if you're listening, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New, for a total of 63? 66. Right? They're there for our benefit. to enhance our reading from the Bible, or books prepared to answer, how to use the Bible accounts that Jesus has given to us to be a witness, subtly and yet boldly and confidently. And there's a variety of other resources out there. Bible studies, just Bible study in general, equips us more and more in our faith and in our ability to be witnesses, to be messengers, to keep our feet beautiful. And then at times we do offer studies focused in on how to share the faith. We have literature to share. We have a website to direct people to. There's another website too, Getting to Know Jesus, for those who really have no knowledge of Him. It's an offshoot of our Wells website. There's DVDs which speak the message of Jesus. 30 minutes of someone's time, and then you can follow up. There are so many ways for us to keep our feet beautiful by remembering how we are and what we are to do with our feet. So go and share. Who is your friend network to share with? Your friend, your relative, your associate, your neighbor. You can write a list. You don't have to do it all in one day or one week. Perhaps you've already reached out to people. Reach out to them again. Continue to pray for that friend network. And when you invite somebody to a worship service or to a community connection event, let them know that you're going to be there to meet them, to help break that barrier of uncomfortability. The opportunities to have beautiful feet sometimes are just in the small things. A cup of coffee with someone, a lighthearted conversation, building rapport, relationship, wiggling in your faith in the conversation. Maybe it's saying a prayer before you partake of that muffin and coffee. The tools are there. But what keeps us from utilizing those tools as we ought? What keeps us from using our beautiful feet as we ought? Are we concerned about offending someone? That's a legitimate concern, but does the world care if they offend us? But we should set the example. We are to be the salt and light. What are we afraid of? Well, as you wrestle with what you're afraid of in using your beautiful feet, perhaps the person you're trying to the witness to is afraid of something too. Maybe they're afraid to admit their sin and their failures, because then they'd have to admit they really don't have all the answers. But then you can direct them to the one who does. And if we're going to fail, isn't it better to fail forward? So God, help us be those witnesses. And as we are those witnesses with beautiful feet, can you expect rejection? Sure. We're realistic. People can reject the good news of God, but only by the grace of God can they accept it. And so how important it is for us to plant the seeds of the gospel so that they have an opportunity by the work of the Holy Spirit to acknowledge Jesus as Lord. Faith comes from hearing the message. If they don't hear, they can't come to faith. And so together, we encourage one another through our prayers, individually and collectively, through our offerings, our congregation mission offerings that we send off with fellow congregations throughout the country, to send missionaries locally and abroad, Folsom, Lord willing, Elk Grove, Natomas. God help us keep reaching out right here in our own backyard of Citrus Heights, to Africa, Indonesia, India. God is good, using us, equipping us with our beautiful feet to go and share. And then encourage one another all the more to be those witnesses. Encourage our youth to consider serving full-time in the ministry as a pastor or a teacher, as a missionary. The harvests are plentiful, but the workers still remain few. The need for the gospel is evident, is it not? The gospel has been put before us. It's been given to us. And we thus have a responsibility and also the privilege to talk up the gospel as those opportunities are around us. Remembering that harvest is plentiful. So let us keep at it, dear friends, with our beautiful feet. And what a fitting prayer then to close with. Perhaps some of you might recall it, the pioneer prayer. Jesus, help our eyes to see our salvation earned by you. Jesus, help our ears to hear calls for help from far and near. Jesus, help our feet to go in the way that you will show. Jesus, help our hands to do all things loving, kind, and true. Jesus, may we helpful be growing every day like you. And what follows? Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, who has given us beautiful feet. Amen. We confess our Christian faith using the words of the confession before us on page 10. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen. Please be seated. We pray. Eternal God and Father, we give you thanks for the blessings we share as members of your holy church, for your gracious word and sacraments, for opportunities to worship and to grow in faith and knowledge, for occasions to serve and be served, for fellowship with believers in our congregation and in our synod.
Help us to rejoice in these blessings, dear Lord, and to use them faithfully.
Jesus Christ, Lord of the church, you give grace to your people by calling us to be your witnesses in the world. Open our eyes to see the great and noble mission that lies before us. In the hurting eyes of the lonely, in the pained eyes of the sick, and in the searching eyes of the lost, help us to see your face, O Jesus, and to serve others as we would serve you. Holy Spirit, giver of life, through word and sacrament, bestow on us the wisdom and power we need to witness clearly and to act boldly. Help us to speak the truth in love, to give the reason for the hope we have, and to conduct ourselves with gentleness and respect.
Set our hearts on fire as we work and witness for Christ.
Hear us, Lord, as we pray for a family member, an acquaintance, a neighbor, or a friend who does not believe in you, or whose faith is weak or troubled. Bless the church with men and women who are willing to proclaim your word in places where we cannot go. Keep them and their loved ones in your care, and let nothing hinder their work. By the power of the gospel, restore their spirits each day, so that they do not lose heart as they serve us and others.
Move us to support them with our sincere prayers and generous offerings.
Lord, take our silver and our gold, not a mite would we withhold. Take our intellect and use every power as you shall choose. Take our love, O Lord, we pour. At your feet its treasure store. Take ourselves and we will be ever only all for you. Lord, each one of us needs your grace and assistance in one way or another as we endure on this earth. Continue to grant us what we need when we need it. And today we ask for an increased measure of your grace and help as the following are dealing with health matters needing medical assistance. John Lairvold, David Call, David Scaltetti, Helen Bishop, Gary and Gail Verthine, Rich Baker, Homer Carson, Danielle Covey, Ed Hartog, Carol Johnson, Susan Kroner, Greg Wheezy, and Lord, you know who else is currently going through such. Be with them and all of us, we pray. Continue to shower grace upon grace on those celebrating a birthday this week, and help our married couples keep the spark in their marriage, moved by your love for each of them. Wherever your word is proclaimed, O Lord, grant it success. Let your kingdom come to us and others, so that we and many more might join the assembly of saints and angels to sing your praise forever.
Savior of all, hear our prayer and help us in our mission. Amen.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life in peace and with joy and with confidence, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Morning again. Just a reminder about the Connect cards. Thank you for filling those out. If you haven't done so and you don't know where they are, they are by the bulletins, and you can return them in the basket on the table with the lamp on it there in the entryway. We do have our Bible studies taking place, the Ten Commandments, the application of those commandments taking place here in the church proper, and then teens and also Sunday school ages are taking place as well. We do have the Mission Box support today for LWMS. What a great avenue again to keep supporting the Great Commission and the missionaries locally and abroad. So more information about that can be found in the information board. Family Connect opportunity today taking place at noon, so after the late service. Families have signed up already for that. If you haven't signed up, you probably still could attend. It'd be great. Ryan and Kaiser Miller are coordinating this event for us. It'll be held in the Multipurpose Center, Food and Fun. So you can learn more about that in the weekly news. And we plan to do that again in the future. Starting Point class, our big class, will resume again this coming Tuesday at 6:30 in the Luther Room. We do have our celebration Sunday that we've been talking about in the weekly news on the 20th, just to celebrate our ministry. There's so much going on just day to day. We want to just take a moment to soak it in, God's grace and goodness to us in a more formal way. So please see the weekly news about some of the details. We're going to ask as many people as possible to come at 9:30 or to stay after early service, and we'll go through some of the blessings that we have and future things that we hope to do by God's grace, and then around the campus, the different boards and other ministry teams that we have will be featuring what they do. So we just want people to circulate, see the campus. We made, by the grace of God, a great number of campus improvements already in a year's time, and there are still more to go, but praise the Lord for our volunteers. We'll talk more about that on the 20th. Then also, just see the weekly news for other things that are going on that you can add to your busy calendars already. Continue to greet one another. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.